from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I just heard it in the hallway. It made me feel good. And I see the hat. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Screw the East Coast. West Coast. West Side. I'm on all day. West Side till I ride, baby. Let's go. We got Brock Purdy. We got the Niners. We've been holding down the NFL. We've been holding down the West Coast. We got the Golden State Warriors. Giants, whatever. We got the Dodgers, though. Dodgers represent. I'm actually excited about the Giants.
Do you see the hat?
I do see the hat.
Have you seen it?
This is my first time seeing it. So what is that?
Explain
the hat.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, baby.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, here.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I don't know if it fits my big head. Let me see here. I got a, you got a small head. You got like a peanut head.
Well, no, I just put it on. Nahegan bought it for you.
Let's see.
Does it fit?
Oh, it's a little tight.
Oh, whoa. It's like digital. Well, it's
like a yarmulke.
It's like digital. Yeah, it's like, oh, baby. Now, I wouldn't be caught dead walking down the street with this hat.
It actually looks incredible.
You like that?
You like that?
I do like that.
Is that Kirk Cousins?
You like that?
I do like that. I do like that. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning to all the graveyard shift workers. Good morning to all the truck drivers. Ron and Hayward, I haven't heard from you in a while. Ron and Hayward, where you at? Where you at, Ron? I'm calling people out. I'm just going to start calling people out. That's what I do. Call people out. RJ and Sean, you want to do a crossover this year? No, they tapped out. They don't want to do anything. You know, one of them told Guru at the Radio Row?
Hmm.
He goes, oh, you work at 95.7 a game?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that Bonte gets under my skin. He really gets on my, he really works my nerves. I was like, damn.
Wow,
you
want to
talk about being rattled? We got those two, we got, it's like when,
dude, that hat is so ridiculous. It's a hat that has a sign that's digital where it's going across like it's the New York, what is it, Times Square.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Times
like
Square.
It's a sign in Times Square.
Right.
It says, oh, baby,
right.
In blue, white, pink, green, red. I mean, it's just a million colors.
It's a major Back to the Future 2 vibes
100%.
Right now. Are you going to go get the gray sports almanac, Bonte?
That a boy, daddy-o.
Dude, I love that almanac. I love Back to the Future.
Every time I watched it, I was like, God, I wish I had
that. I wish I had that. We would not be here. Hey, look, Jesse Armstead said this one time. University of Miami, the 30 for 30.
Yeah.
He said, look, we had Florida State so jacked up in the brain, the game was over before kickoff. And he was right. My Florida State Seminoles struggled against Miami in the early 90s. But that's how I feel about RJ and Sean. That's how I feel about 94 WIP. I got them so jacked up in the brain, they never want to do a crossover with us ever again. They're rattled.
So Guru has, you talk about Guru, he has this thing called Guru's Gripes. We'll get back into Ayuk. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. I'm as exhausted as you are, the audience. Like, we want some sort of closure to this. Either he's staying or he's going. Just wake me up when it happens. Guru has gripes, right? That's what it is.
Guru's gripes. He hasn't done them for a long time.
I've got a gripe, and I'm ripping from Guru. It's a grocery store gripe.
Oh, wow.
I contend that the biggest roulette, the roll of the dice at the grocery store, even at the best places to get produce, is a little plastic thing, whatever they call it, a little box of strawberries. All the top ones look great. And then I flip it over and I look at the bottom ones and I'm like, all right, this looks really good. And then you get home and you start washing them, and I'm going to cut them all to get ready because I love strawberries, especially now when they're in season. And like, all the middle ones are all moldy. And it's just like,
whoa,
gosh, it's a total roll of the dice.
I'll say this though. You sound like a rookie when it comes to shopping for produce. There's levels to this.
Sounds
like shopping on the East Coast.
It does sound like shopping on the East Coast. Everything's moldy and old and expired. No wonder they're dumb as rocks. They're eating old food. Spoiled milk. Dummies. Listen, you got to go to the farmer's market. So get your produce. Serving the local communities at the farmer's market. And there's plenty of farmer's market out there. You got the Alameda Farmer Market. You got the one on Clement Street. Okay. And I got a story for you real quick about Clement Street. I'm a blast Philly Zoo. Speaking of blasts of Philadelphia people, I got something for Philly Zoo. Burlingame Farmer's Market. You get the freshest strawberries. You get the freshest cherries. Okay. You get the freshest peaches. You get the freshest nectarines.
Right.
You get the freshest apples.
Right.
You got to go to the farmer's market to do your produce.
What about someone who actually has a life on the weekends and that's like not feasible?
So you're saying I don't have a life?
No, what I'm saying is it is feasible. I go to the grocy store. Okay, I have my little routine. I buy certain produce and meat from one place.
So people who go to the farmer's market have no life? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying to go, it's usually on a Saturday.
Or Sunday.
Yeah, well, mine are busy.
Well, you could just spend an hour doing that.
I mean, you know. Look, David, wait.
I got a farmer's market in front of St. Ignatius High School.
Yeah, well, I don't go to that. I'm coaching, or I'm up the river, or I'm doing something.
You could sacrifice something.
Or go watch soccer.
They got farmer's market up and down the coast of California.
For other people who actually go to the grocery store, what I'm saying, I'm not saying the farmer's market doesn't have better strawberries. What I'm saying is that when I go to the grocery store, of all the things I purchase, the thing with the biggest risk, even though I've examined the box, I'm not going to be the person that opens the clamshell and like goes through because I think that's not fair. You should not be touching like the stuff like that, like, and Jocelyn then putting it back. I don't like that.
Shasky, Jocelyn in the Bay 415 says they got a farmer's market at Pacifica on a Wednesday.
Wednesday is like, okay.
Oh, so you're just busy every day. I'm sorry. You're
booked. Happy hump day.
He's busy on Wednesdays.
Farmers markets
are usually in the morning, and we're kind of here in the morning.
At a grocery store, okay? Forget farmer's market for a second.
I'm just saying the best produce is at the farmer's market.
Roll of the dice is the strawberries.
I'm just saying.
Change
it's a roll
mind.
Of the dice. But you don't have to roll the dice when you go to a farmer's market to get your strawberries. It's a guarantee. Not a Charles Barkley guarantee, but a guarantee. Speaking of farmer's market.
Last time you went to a farmer's market?
A couple weeks ago in Burlingame. We go to a farmer's market like once a month. I love the farmer's market.
See, I have to get my groceries. Oh. I do the once a week. I buy just enough for what we need. I buy a little bit of meat. I buy the very specific forager, like oat milk that I like, that I use for both my coffee and my cereal. And then I get a couple of things of produce. You know, maybe I'll get a little thing of romaine, and I'll get a little thing of strawberries and blueberries.
Well, it's like, so I have Lenardi's right up the street from my house, so I go to Lenardi's.
Lenardi's
is great.
I love Lenardi's.
We get our meats and stuff from there, but we don't get the produce. Sometimes we go to Molly Stone's as well. We could go either or. They're both 2 minutes away. But when it comes to like getting cups at restaurants, you know, when you get the cup and you get a lid, I always pick the lid from the middle. I never pick the lid from the top. I'm not doing that because people like to touch the lid.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But speaking of farmer's market and speaking of Philadelphia, another reason I hate Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Philly Zoo calls me last week. I'm thinking it's urgent. He says, we got a dilemma on our hands.
Okay.
I said, oh, a dilemma?
Uh-huh.
So he was at the farmer's market on Clement Street.
Okay.
Shout out to the mayor. Everybody knows who the mayor is on Clement Street. Everybody knows who the mayor is. He's got the freshest of freshest watermelons.
Oh.
The freshest.
I love watermelon.
Oh.
Love watermelon.
He's got the, he calls it the Booger Sugar. And I talk watermelon. About that candy. That nose candy, that is. But he's got the Booger Sugar. So he's got fresh watermelons. And he loves us. He loves me. But, you know, I'm just saying us just to make you feel good. Batch's Bakehouse, by the way. Shout out to Batch's Bakehouse.
You're all over the place.
You didn't like that roast. You didn't like that roast. You're ready to slap the hell out of me. Batch's Bakehouse. Shout out to Batch's Bakehouse as well, because they're over there, and I stop by there if I go to the farmer's market. And I just ordered a box of cookies for a job over there from Batch's Bakehouse. So, farmer's market, the mayor, has the freshest watermelons, and he gave Philly Zoo a watermelon for me. He said, hey, I haven't seen Bonte in a while.
Oh.
Make sure you get this watermelon to him.
Okay.
So Philly Zoo calls me, and he goes, we got a dilemma on our hands. Well, the mayor gave me a watermelon for you. I was like, cool. And he goes, well, you know, since I have the watermelon, I'll just take half, and I'll save the other half for you.
Wait, wait. So he went home, he cut the watermelon. Was it a large size watermelon?
Big watermelon. The mayor gives me the biggest of the big.
Okay.
He always hooks up my in-laws.
Yeah.
Oleg
so
and Alona.
So he snapped the watermelon in half.
I don't even know if he snapped it yet. He was on the way to the house saying, I'm thinking I just cut half because I love watermelon, and you can have the other half. And I'm thinking to myself, he gave the watermelon to me, not you.
Well,
and I knew if the shoe was on the other foot, he would say, oh, I'm going to get my watermelon. I need the whole watermelon.
Is there a finder's fee when it comes to sourcing the watermelon?
I guess so. And I said, you know what, Philly? Just keep the whole damn watermelon. Just keep it. It's okay. Just keep it. I mean, you want to talk about...
Why didn't he just get a watermelon if he loves him so much?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
There's so
you
nothing know what? More fun, though. I will give you this. Like, oh, when it comes to watermelon, when you bring it home and you cut it up, and you take the time to actually slice the whole thing up and you put it in containers. And then after you finish dinner, you're like, I'm going straight to the fruit for dessert.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I mean, so that's my story. I mean, how selfish is that?
Well, him have a beef.
Yeah, well, we always have beef.
Or a watermelon. Something going on here.
Philly Zoo and I always have a beef.
He showed his ass.
We all have it. And now it's football season, so I'm probably not going to talk to him for the next 5 months because I hate Philadelphia. And I can't. And we went to the fight together, Crawford. He had his Eagles hat on, and I just told him. I was like, man, that hat is so damn ugly. You're really walking around L.A. with that Eagles hat? Ugh. Yuck.
If you're doing, like, fear rankings, or maybe fear is the wrong word for you because Bonte doesn't fear anything.
I don't fear nothing. Like last year, remember Spinotti? Oh, we got to fear the L.A. Rams in the playoffs. Everybody, the Rams are dangerous.
You didn't fear Patrick Mahomes either, but unfortunately.
No, I did fear Patrick Mahomes. He's the only guy. He's the only guy I fear.
What do you fear more? The risk of grabbing an avocado and cutting that up, or the risk of the strawberry mold in the middle, even though you've examined and you've gone down to the bottom row to get all the different containers?
You can feel the avocado before you get it.
That's
so
true.
If you need an unripened one, you get the unripened one. No, you're gonna make guacamole like later in that week or something like that. Or if you want one right there, you can just get a little softer and stuff like that. Strawberries and berries in general are very hit or miss.
They are.
Do you like farmers markets, Spadoni?
Well, once you become married, and you'll find this out, Bonte, it just becomes like a rite of passage. Like when you have a family, and I'm sure Michelle's gonna take Joe to one of these shortly. You just have to go.
Like
we go to a Lake Merritt one in Oakland at least once a month. It feels like, and I don't want to do that on a Saturday morning, but you do it. So there you go.
But like you're talking about like an outing for the family, which I totally understand. Believe me, we have plenty of outings. I'm talking about the routine of shopping every week. I got it in, out. Give me the list. Let's go. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to get in. I'm going to get out. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I try to
do that, and then Jade gets mad at me because she wanted more stuff that she didn't even put on the list because I can't read her mind. So
well,
you know how that
you know,
works.
I let Anna handle shopping, and you know what she does? Amazon Prime.
Oh, we do that as well. We buy certain things from certain places.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
I go to Target. I go to Molly Stone's, and then we do Amazon Prime.
There's certain, you know, stores have their specialties.
No doubt.
You know, produce sometimes is not their specialty. Go to the farmer's market for that. Meat sometimes it's Lenardi's.
So there's a spot up in Windsor that I highly recommend. 4-unit chain. We're gonna get back into sports. I'm sorry.
No,
Oliver's
not.
Market. Changed my life up in Windsor. It's one of the great stores I've ever been to. They've got just incredible selection across the board.
Give me all the meat. Give me all the meat. Pause. You want to get back to nice sports?
I mean, is it going to happen? Because I'm at the point where Spadoni's at. Wake me up when this thing is finalized.
What happens first? Giants over two games over 500 or how exciting?
I mean, you got to think that this Ayuk thing's going to figure itself out. When Jerry Rice is tweeting at Brandon Ayuk saying there's going to be some sort of a resolution one way or the other, it feels like that's Jerry's way of saying, like, balls in your court.
Get the damn deal done.
You want to be here or not?
Get the damn deal done. Do we have breaking news? I got this Twitter alert. Oh, never mind. That's Ryan Hensley sending a tweet thanking us for shouting about. Shout out Ryan Hensley. 510, I love these texts. Before we get to Nick and Berkeley, these are the texts I love because these people think I make so much money. 510, Xfinity Mobile text line. We're working radio. Bonte has his assistant get his shopping done for him. He doesn't want to associate with normies in public. I'm probably out there more in the public than anybody at the station.
Bougie Bonte.
I'm out there in the streets with the people. Lenardi's, everybody knows my name at Lenardi's. Sweet Shop, Chesna, she's a superstar up there. Molly Stones, the Starbucks. You know, I'm just well-rounded. Everything down El Camino Street. Millbrae Pancake. Right there. Millbrae Pancake House. I'm out and about in these streets. Society, where we get our popcorn chicken after gym class or gym camp. I'm out there. I'm in the streets, 510. No assistant.
Burlingame Bonte.
Burlingame. Hey, once you go bougie, you never go back. Nick and Berkeley, what's happening?
Hey, first of all, man, let me tell you something, man. Philly, they spiraled right down and out of the whole season after we whooped them with Fat Dom. I'm calling him out. Where is he at right now? What you doing, Fat Dom? You already eating cheesesteaks. Let's get the party started. You know, Peppermint Patty Mahomes and little Candy Reed, we coming for y'all, Chiefs. We're going to whoop y'all twice this year. Once in the regular season and once in the bowl. The Yams ain't got nothing coming. Squeagles ain't got nothing coming. And it ain't the East Coast. It's the least coast because they're the least of our worries. So, Shafsky, don't even trip off them. And when you get a strawberry, Shafsky, you got to smell the strawberries, baby. That'll let you know if you got a bad strawberry in there. But let me tell you something.
Nick, before you keep going. So I need to lift up the clam, plastic clamshell thingy, whatever it's called, and then get my nose right to it. I would probably get very insecure if I did that at a grocery store in public, and I would feel obligated to buy said strawberries if I was that. If it was that close to my nose.
You ain't got to, like, touch your nose, Shafsky. Just a few inches away. Hold up the little basket. It's not a box. And then, you know, if they're in a box, they probably will get moldy. It's usually in a plastic
basket. You know how to use a nose, Shafsky.
So those are the ones you want to get, brother.
Thanks, Missy.
And let me tell you something, man. The cowgirls and those little fake announcers down in Texas who can't even hold y'all water, man, they're not even worth the time. Don't even put them on there. You might as well call some cats in Tampa Bay or something. Because, man, the Niners, we about to put it down. Now, Lynch, get off the snide, kick dude out the room, because you're the general manager, get with the owner, and then here's how you make a contract. You slide out a piece of paper with a number on it, and you say, hey, and then he'll slide it back. If he doesn't like it, he'd be like, well, this is what I can do for you. It's ways to make a contract, man. Come on, Jay, you got to get him out there. Ayuk is the man, you know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something, man, I'm telling you, we got to go. The whole stadium ain't shaking apart when the little Chiefs come, the little cheating Chiefs. We about to let them have it, man. I can't wait to see what Fred Warner do that day. And we're about to put it down, bro. The Jets, the J on the Jets is for a joke because they're a straight joke. You know what I'm saying? The Giants, they're a bunch of bums. They ain't won but 10 games in 2 seasons. Their coach is garbage. And I can't believe the Eagles coach actually went up to the Eagles team and said, and apologized to the team for them playing like crap. Dude, like, who's running the asylum, bro? You're not. Because it must be Big Dom. He must be coaching the team now. I don't even know what to say about apologizing to the team when they playing like dog poo. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, we about to put the smack down the Yams. The Yams ain't got nothing coming. The Seahawks, we about to whip on them too. Squeagles garbage. Cowgirls,
what about the Bucks?
Going down and out. We about to put it down, bro. And I'm telling you right now.
What about the Cardinals? Hold on, Nick. What about the Cardinals? What about the Cardinals?
The Cardinals, they might have a little battle, but you know, it's not Brock Purdy, it's Brock Dirty, because he's doing them dirty out there. He's dissecting defenses like a mad scientist from the island of Dr. Moreau. You know what I'm talking about? So, man, let's put it down, baby.
Let's go.
If you knock Brock Purdy, you don't know football. He turned down a scholarship to Alabama. That should tell you right there what type of quarterback he is. So let's not get it twisted. And Jimmy G, we always knew Jimmy G would panic and throw some weird throws or he'd get his legs broke. And he ain't got nothing on Brock because one of Brock's legs is wide as my boy
right.
Jimmy G's weight.
Nick and Berkeley.
Nick, we love you.
We need you to save some material for week one. We need you to save some material for week one.
fat dog.
I mean, listen, the funniest thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to lie to you, I think it was for me when I said, look, the Jimmy O no throw will happen. The fact that we had the Braves fans say, look, there's going to be 3 to 5 throws a game that makes you go, oh no. Just got to live through it. Just let him get it out of his system.
Poor Jimmy.
The Jimmy O no throws.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
I mean, Troy Aikman, he said, Spinoni, if you could find the beginning of his intro, when they first come in with Joe Buck, I know it's a long assignment. I'm throwing something at you. I know Lovett's caught up in Patrick Bailey's numbers right now, so I'm asking you, Spinoni. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck. Joe Buck says, so what, Troy? What do you look for in these big games? And wait till you hear what Troy Aikman had to say at the top of that broadcast. Oh, man. 888-957-9570. Shasky, don't go smelling the produce. Don't put your nose in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
No sniffles.
I'm not sure that that's going to sit well with people.
Yeah, no. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing. Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Is he going to sign today? Is he not going to sign today? Brock Purdy. Expectations for Brock Purdy. Let's move and spin it forward. Brock Purdy. Expectations. Realistic expectations for Brock Purdy in 2024.
I do find it interesting, as I put expectations just to the side, he did bulk up. He put on a lot of weight. I remember in this market when Colin Kaepernick put on a lot of weight and everybody's like, you can't play quarterback when you're that robotic. Now, Brock's a more fluid thrower, like by far. I mean, it's not even close.
Not even close.
But there is something to be said for the pliability and you know, you don't want to be too bulky at the position. Yeah. But because of Brock's stature, he always had thick legs. It's like just the way his body was built. And I remember when you and I went to training camp and Tim Ryan called him Baby Bosa.
Yeah.
And he said, look at him from the waist down. And you and I were looking at him. He does have a thick lower body.
He does.
And now that he's added a lot more bulk to the chest and to the upper body, I think he's going to be fine. I don't see any problems with it. Like, a guy getting in better shape is never a bad thing.
No doubt.
But I do remember when we had this funny rhetoric about Kaepernick is too, you know, bulky and too stiff and too this and too that. It's just funny. It's funny how it's kind of flipped a decade later.
You think Brock Purdy sees a flexologist?
Sure. I mean, if Joe Montana did ballerina stuff or ballet
yoga stuff.
Stuff
like that. Yeah, I went to go see my flexologist. Actually, my backup flexologist, Angie, because Allie was out. Angie, I was like, man. And Angie, like, I was getting killed in that stretch. I went to go work out, and I was huffing and puffing. My endurance right now is just not there. Get through the workout, but
you missed a lot of training camp.
I was going to say, this guy's throwing Steve Wilkes under the bus over here, Bosa.
The joint practices, missing those is really going to hurt.
Double days, No Oklahoma drills for me right now. My endurance is... Shout out to my guy, Terrell. But no, Brock Purdy does look fit, man. He looks stronger. And I look for him, you know, if there's anything that we can improve on with Brock Purdy, or if he can improve on, as we talk about his expectations going into the season... It's thrown outside the numbers, which we can get into on the other side, because I know we got a break here. Dan Spinoni, look, what are you doing back there? That's what's coming up on the game. 888-957-9570. Line up. Then we got a Steve Kerr question for you as well. That's all coming up, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Yard punt by Johnny Hecker and a 9-yard return, and here comes Jimmy Garoppolo. And you can talk about the statistics all you want, and the interceptions or the ill-timed throws, whatever you want, but he is 4-1 in the postseason and 6-0 in his career as a 49er against the Rams.
That's all anybody cares about. He doesn't care about the stats, nor do his teammates. And all week we've heard about how resilient he is. We've seen it throughout his career since he arrived in San Francisco. But his teammates, most importantly, believe in him that when he needs to make the plays, he will make them.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, man.
Three plays later, I completely disagreed.
Kittle, plays
Rocco
later.
And I were literally talking about the Kittle plays. Like, we lost that game in the first drive.
Oh, dude. Rocco goes, got him.
Well, that's what my dad did. My dad grabbed me.
Ask Rocco.
Grabbed me.
Kittle's
open.
Kittle was running his route towards Rocco and I. And listen to, can you just, I wish you could just isolate the crowd. You hear how loud that place was? They were going crazy. It was a frenzy at SoFi.
We just watched
the Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Well, we had the crowd roars.
We had the chicken tenders. The crowd roars. It's loud. You hold the Rams to a three and out. You get the punt. And Jimmy Airmouse starts getting wide open.
On the third play.
Third play of the game. Wide open. Had him. He's going to run to us. Wide open.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
So, Spinotti, I want you, if you can, they might not even have it on YouTube, but it's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. You know how they set the scene?
The third play of the game.
I couldn't find the pregame, unfortunately.
The pregame, yeah.
Give me the third play of the game if we could find
that. Oh, my gosh.
Where he misses Kittle. Oh, it's literally the third play of the game.
It always comes back to Jimmy. All right. 888-957-9570.
I'm exhausted by the Ayuk.
We're all tired of Ayuk. We're all definitely. We haven't even gotten to Trent Williams. Hell, we will talk about Trent Williams. What the hell is he doing in East Texas right now? Trent Williams. The audacity a few years ago said, I need 10,000 more a season to David Bakhtiari just so I can be the highest paid left tackle in football. It's just so absurd.
No, it's to me that honestly, and everyone's like, 10,000. That's not business.
That's 10,000 more. I got to have $10,000 more.
Think about all the people that you think are industry leaders, right? Do you really think Bill Gates would be that petty?
I mean, and then that guy had the audacity in the NFC Championship game to start fighting people for the Philadelphia Eagles, being a sore loser. And then you play like dog poop in the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You want more money because you see all these guys getting new money. You pocket watch it like a kangaroo, and all of a sudden you want more money. So don't even get me started with Trent. I am so down on Trent right now. I swear to God, he better not give up a single sack this year or have a single holding call. I swear to God.
You need him to have the Orlando Pace Ohio State career? Not one sack given up in his career?
Not one sack. I'm not going to compliment you, but if you give up a sack, ooh, buddy, you better watch what I do to you. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, I went macho man.
I want to know where the Niners are at. The fans, today. You have one of two choices. Line them up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about whose fault it is or this and that. Are you in or out on Ayuk? Just in general.
Yeah.
As a Niner, in or out? Are you done with him? Or do you just want to like just figure it out? Just get him back here.
I want to hear
from everyone in the audience. I just want to rat-a-tat-tat the entire audience. 888-957-9570. I am at the point now where I'm like, wake me up when this thing gets some sort of resolution. I want him back. But at the same time, I'm exhausted. And I know there are a lot of people that feel in the other direction. They're just completely exhausted and they're just totally out on him. Just out on him in general. There's even a write-up article right now on ESPN. Is it right to trade him now? Is the timing right? I couldn't even get through like five sentences in. Like I'm like, I just want him here. That's me. But I know a lot of my buddies are like, I'm just out on him. Like he's being a diva and I'm over it.
888-957-9570. Are you in or out on Brandon Ayuk? Now, the whole pocket watching like a kangaroo, I actually stole that from Jay-Z.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he was on a Beyonce song on their last album, Collab. And he said, pocket watching like a kangaroo, and I heard it. And I rewinded it. I was like, ooh, I'm going to use that on the show. And I've used it 2 days in a row. Let me chill out on that one now. But, you know, shout out to 216. Said it was absolutely awesome. Shout out to Jay-Z. Right. That's why he's a GOAT. In or out on Brandon
Ayuk? Yeah, I want
to
rapid fire this. And here we go.
957-9570.
We're going to set the tone, all right? Bonte, are you in or out on Ayuk?
I'm in. You need a. I don't even think we need music.
No, I like the music.
Cut the damn music.
Spadoni, are you in or out on Ayuk being a Niner?
He doesn't deserve the music right now. The Niners don't deserve the music.
It makes it more fun. Am I in or out on Brandon Ayuk remaining with the 49ers?
You're in on him being a Raider, huh?
I am in on that. I would love that, actually.
You're exhausted by
it. But I'm exhausted by this whole thing. I really don't care, but if you're going to tell me one way or the other, I'd actually like to see him with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't think that highly of him, and that he's, you know, Ricky Pearsall's the heir apparent. Let's see it.
All right. Well, Sam.
415. I'm out on B.A. Bobel Farhan Hitch.
Sam, are you in or out? Like, on the real. I think Steiny wants to see Purdy play without
calls
Ayuk.
We got a lot of calls right here, so let's wait for Sam.
They lined up.
I am in on Brandon Ayuk. Get this dude in this offense, and let's start cooking. I'm in.
What? To Steiny's point, and it's a point I made a few weeks ago, part of me wants to see this offense without Brandon Ayuk.
Well, so now you're out?
No, I'm not out.
Are you in or
out? Listen to what I'm saying
here. Come on,
Cuba
Gooding.
Listen to what I'm saying here.
I'm dope, boy. I'm riding around in the car. Are you coming or not?
No, I'm Cuba Gooding. I'm getting out the car. I ain't about that life. Listen. Listen. Part of me does want to see them without Brandon Ayuk because I want to see how good Brock Purdy and Shanahan are.
I think a lot of people want to see that.
Like, if Brock Purdy put up the numbers he put up last season, without Brandon Ayuk, then there's no question. Give the man $60 million a year. No question. $200 million, here you go. $225, here you go. Part of me wants to see that.
All right. Let's hear what I want to know what Niner fans think.
So I'm on the fence. But I'm in on Ayuk. Over. That's my guy. He's our best ex. All right.
But a party wants to see Brock without him. Okay. I'm just trying.
I mean, that's just the other side of it.
I don't think you're alone.
Don't you want to see Brock without him to see how good?
No, I want to win a Super Bowl first. Like, for example, in Madden year one, I won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. He retired. I was the Jets, right? I had Derrick Henry. I had Chris Jones. I had Max Crosby. I did a fantasy draft. I got all the old timers. Okay.
You know my left
house. I even had an Odell.
Wow.
And then I had Aaron Rodgers retire. I tore it down. Year one, won it all, tore it all down to the studs.
You know, LSU, my left outside linebacker, won the Heisman. He had 21.5 sacks coming off that edge. Something vicious. Heisman, I didn't even think he wasn't even the Heisman running. Anyway, video game talk. All right, let's go to Ryan in San Jose. Ryan, what's happening? You in or out on Ayuk? In or out?
I'm in. I mean, emotions aside, the Niners probably don't even advance to the NFC Championship last year if it wasn't for Ayuk's contribution.
Thank you.
In the division around.
Thank you. Thank you. Phil, SF, in or out on Ayuk?
I'm in, but he needs to make a damn decision and make it quick.
Feel me? Feel me? I'm or exhausted.
Niners need to make a decision? Go ahead.
He needs to make the decision. It's up to him.
Right. I feel like Jerry Rice literally said that in the tweet last night. Like, he's basically saying, like, come on now, are you in or out?
Jerry Rice is tired of it. Go Fuel.
You blame him?
Go Fuel. Mike on 680. In or out of Ayuk, Mike?
I'm out. Check it out. I know that he was important in that Detroit game, but so is everyone else. There's tons of plays that people make, and if they don't make them, we don't move forward. We don't need it. We got the best running backs. We got the best tight end. We got ballers. I'm out. He's the goat.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow, we got people on both sides. I'm telling you, 888-957-9570, rapid fire, in or out on Ayuk.
Let me look at YouTube. We got a few YouTubes here. By the way, shout out to YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. They got the dealer. In-N-Out sounds good, Jay LaFray. We're not talking burgers here.
In-N-Out sounds burgers delicious.
We're not talking burgers or fries.
My little guy had his first French fry. It was an In-N-Out French fry. And then this weekend, he had his second French fry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
it's his favorite meal for the next 5 years.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
D-Lou, 22. I'm out. Shout out to Guru.
So, like, Guru, I'm out.
I'm out. Let's see. KDTV. They didn't feed BA the Super Bowl. They didn't feed. Let's go Steelers. Get them to Pittsburgh. Well, that's a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow,
fan,
dude.
DG, absolutely in on Aiyuk. Use tires. Aiyuk out. KDTV, let BA go already. Dang. Who else? Rocket New Era. I want you to stay. Shout out Rihanna. Estimated eyes. What's up? I'm over him. What about KC in San Jose? You in or out on Brandon Aiyuk?
Guys, I called you a couple of months ago. I'm definitely out. Same as I said for Klay Thompson. So I'm going to say for Aiyuk. Bye, Felicia.
Damn.
Wow, that was harsh.
Wow.
I wonder how many people agree or disagree with
there's
him.
A lot of people. I've seen a lot of fans. I'm telling you, it ain't just egg avatars. There's a lot of fans who turn their back on Brandon Aiyuk. I'll be kissing his ass once he scores two touchdowns for him, though. Trust me, in the game. Gene and Oakley, I know how you fans roll. Some of y'all. Y'all will be back. Uncle Gene, you
Uncle
in or
Gene,
out? Are you?
In or out?
Yeah. Hey, totally in, as I always have been. As I've been saying the last 5 months, this deal will get done. I predicted the middle of August. It's the middle of August. Watch, the next couple of days, he'll be signed on. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
It's going to happen. What is going to happen? 530, Xfinity Bubble Text Line. I'm in on Aiyuk catching passes from Russ. Come where you're appreciated. That's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. On. Damn.
You know what I've realized over the last couple months? There's not a lot of good YouTube and radio Pittsburgh stuff out there because we get a lot of Steelers fans chiming in on our line.
Well, Filippone's legacy is on the line right here with this.
It is a legacy.
This is a legacy report that he had last week.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't play that game. That's a stressful game.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if he loses, he can win because he could be like, well, the Niners switched their thought process.
Yeah, I mean, he'll flip it. I mean, you know, but in the end,
Andrew Filippone.
Andrew Filippone. That's a five.
Should we get him on the line real quick?
If the report's wrong, you can call him Andrew Filippone.
Oh,
give
wow.
him one.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
As an Italian, I can make these.
As a Raider fan, you could say that because exactly. the
immaculate
history.
Deception.
Did you hear about his new NIL deal?
No, what is it?
It was Oscar Myers. Baloney.
Oh, wow.
That was my nickname growing up because I used to lie a lot.
No, it was not.
Joey Baloney.
No, oh yeah. My God. That's such a good nickname.
Wow.
Joey Baloney.
That's good material.
What kind of tall tales were you telling?
That's good material.
No, I was just lying
to
my parents. I was lying to my parents a lot about grades.
Apparently, Filippone was on a cruise. Apparently,
they were good when I was a kid, actually.
Dude, apparently, Filippone was on a Krug show last night. Go figure.
Was he?
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Do any of those channels ever shut down? Those guys working, man. I gotta give them credit. God.
They work all day.
All day.
All day they're streaming.
There's a lot of guests.
They're streaming.
Wu-Tang doesn't have as many appearances as some of these content channels. Like, I'm legitimately, there's some great booking going on.
California Daryl. Daryl from California is good at Pittsburgh Radio.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Spinotti, did you pull up the third play of the game with Darryl? The George Kittle?
Daryl?
Oh, my God, this is the best.
Did you pull that up, Spinotti?
Third down and 7 over the middle. Kittle overthrown. And this time Garoppolo had a receiver wide open for a first down and maybe even more, and he missed him. Boy, sure did. Kittle gets a free release off the line. He is wide open. Nick Scott is the only guy who has a chance to try to come back on this and then make a play after the catch. And just one that gets away. So here in the early going, we've already seen a little nerves here.
He was so wide open.
The car really doesn't do it justice. You look at the play, and Kittle had the entire rest of the field to just do whatever he wanted.
Kittle looked, to Sam's point, like Michael Jordan, the jump man, trying to reach for that ball so hard.
Dude,
he was literally six if he caught it.
Rocco and I had the perfect vantage point. We're like, oh my God, he's going to run for a touchdown.
That's the worst throw of Jimmy's career.
Oh my God.
Forget the Super Bowl.
It's not Kyle Juszczyk on the sideline in the Tennessee game?
Given the magnitude of the game, it was that one.
It's not the monsoon game against the Colts?
No, it's Monday Night Football against the Detroit Lions last year. It's not even close. He almost killed Devontae Adams' career.
Well, remember, he threw him 20 yards on the sideline, and Devontae's wide open down the field, and Devontae came back to the sideline and just slammed his helmet. Ear pads came out and everything. He just slammed his helmet. Said, this is it. Dude.
The knuckleball that he threw against the Colts in the rain, though, was pretty bad.
I mean,
he was like Candy Adi throwing a football.
I mean, also the throw at the goal line where he missed a wide open. Was it Jeff Wilson Jr.?
The best
at
the was goal line? The Chiefs when he tried to throw back across his body.
Right before halftime.
That was a game.
Right before halftime.
He would do this thing. The way he just points to the receiver, so confident. Dude. You over there.
The Jimmy
Jones.
The Jimmy Jones rights himself. No, but the crazy part about that, sir. The third play that game where he missed George Kittle. You got to understand, Spadoni alumni, inside of SoFi Stadium, everybody was standing up.
It was
even in the suite. It was like a college atmosphere.
39ers.
It was like a bowl game. Everybody was on their feet.
It's incredible.
Roaring. They had the fake crowd noise coming in. I'm battling a migraine thinking I'm not going to survive this game. Where's the talent all that? I didn't. Thankfully, I survived. I drank a lot of water. But he was wide open. And when he overthrew that ball, I think Rocco said, we got bad Jimmy today.
He probably did.
He said, we got bad Jimmy today.
Bad Jimmy.
He almost threw a pick to Jalen Ramsey on the second to last drive of that game. Oh, my God. Oh, the torture.
In a weird way, that Super Bowl hurts more than any because we were on such a roll.
I'm thinking
of all the bad Jimmy throws. There's so many.
The Miami Super Bowl, I put that on Kyle. I put it on Kyle. When you're talking timeouts and clock management, he mismanaged the end of both halves that game.
I know.
He mismanaged the end of the first half by not calling a timeout and 7 o'clock to go get a field goal or something before halftime because you're going to do the Bill Belichick double up where you get the ball at the end of the first half and then you get the ball at the beginning of the second half and they end up getting a field goal then. And then you got first and 10 at the 49-yard line with a minute 49 left and 3 timeouts. What are you rushing for?
I don't know.
Why are we rushing? Why? There's no need to rush. And you dialed 4 pass plays for Jimmy Garoppolo when you only let him throw the ball 8 times in an NFC Championship game. So to me, that's on Kyle.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
I do like that Raider fans and Niners fans can be like the Crips and the Bloods coming together to crush Jimmy now.
Yeah, but nice. You know what? You guys wisened up. You bitched him
halfway
through the year.
Yeah,
and then Raider fans is laughing at us.
Halfway through the year.
Raider fans is like, dude, y'all stuck with this guy for 5 years? But the worst part is, again, this goes back to Shanahan. Why are you telling Tim Kawakami 5 years later, I told Brady no because I felt like Jimmy deserved another shot when you didn't let him throw the ball more than 8 times in the NFC Championship game? So again, Shanahan, It always goes back to Shanahan.
Brady. We could have had Brady.
It always goes back to Shanahan. We may have a Shanahan problem. Let's see how this Ayuk situation plays out.
So Jimmy Garoppolo prevented Tom Brady from going to the 49ers and CJ Stroud from going to the Raiders last year.
That is unbelievable.
But other than that, and Kirk Cousins from coming to the Niners earlier.
Well, I think we may dodge a bullet there.
Well, you know, it's funny.
He outplayed Kirk Cousins in that divisional round game.
I was listening to the crossover yesterday, and they were talking about Purdy and how he's going to get paid and this, that, and the other. And look, I'm just letting everyone know. I think they're going to pay him. I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think, but it also is the NFL. If you think Aaron Rodgers leaving the Jets isn't on the table, I think you're tripping. And if you don't think that Kirk Cousins is going to be leaving Atlanta, I think you're tripping as well. I'm not sure we're not going to have random reports linking the Niners to other quarterbacks. Even though I believe they're paying Purdy. I just know how this works. We're going to get crazy reports about veteran X who's been linked to Shanahan. I can already see this coming.
415, Xfinity Mobile text line. Shanahan also turned down the Mahomes pro day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The greatest quarterback ever.
And then John Lynch. Remember when that report came out? Kate Scott was on the show then. Shout out to Kate Scott, who's on the new Madden. She's on the new Madden. John Lynch comes out, I had to call Kyle and say, We may need to rework our whiteboard. This Mahomes kid looks pretty good. John, I love you. I love John Lynch. This is some things you don't need to say. Remember that in real time? I was like, I just wish I never knew that.
I know.
I just wish I never knew that.
The downfall is near and it's coming hard.
Oh, boy. Where's Robbie Sabruno out? Is he in or out on Ayuk? He wants IU God, right? Remember, he started.
Well, he's a Lions fan.
Yeah, he's rooting for the Lions. He's basically, you with the Giants. I rooted against the Giants.
Did you see what happened at Lions practice?
What happened? Oh, Gibbs
got hurt. Gibbs in hamstring.
So, I heard somebody rumored said it was an ACL.
Oh, no. I saw maybe an update that was a on fake hamstring. Report. Maybe.
Yeah, that was hamstring, but yeah. It was after the fact.
Okay.
They were saying maybe. And
oh, wow.
But Schefter was saying, like, I believe it's a hamstring, but okay. That's all we know.
Oh, well,
I hope it's not an ACL because he's one of the fine young players in the league.
And their rookie, Tarion Arnold, got hurt, too.
Yeah, from Alabama, right?
Yeah. Yep. The other big news is that the guy, I think he was taken 55th or 54th overall for the Browns. I mean, he's in a situation with the law where
I saw that.
Yeah, it's not good. Apparently, everyone had this player off their board because of the character flaws. And, Yeah. So the Niners aren't the only team in the news.
No.
And they still won't get out of it if Ayuk's situation's handled because they got Trent Williams still holding him.
Oh, my God.
You think that's going to go right up until the final day?
I think so.
It's got a Chris Jones feel to it for me.
So he's going to be sitting in the stands?
He might miss week one. He would absolutely miss
this
week
is
one.
Not, this is not the fan base to mess around with.
Why do you say
now? Because at least Chris Jones had Super Bowls. And Kansas City understood it. It's like, look, they're Kansas City, Midwest. They figured Chris Jones. This is the wrong fan base to mess with right now.
Turn on him?
Oh, we're a full tilt mode. We're on edge right
full
now.
Tilt.
Dude, we are. This fan base overall is so damn rattled.
Really?
From content creators to beat writers fans. To radio hosts to fans. We are like rattled. We're ready to fight somebody. We're disgruntled. Actually, we need to beef up security at Levi Stadium this year.
So
I'm just
Trent
saying.
Williams,
Hold on, let me get this out. I'm going to be serious here. Levi Stadium, spending some extra money on security this year. Because Niner fans are on edge. And we don't need liquor fights and all that brawls. We have a bad reputation right now with our fans in terms of fighting at stadiums. I want to debunk that. I want that narrative to go away. So beef up security this year, please. But if Trent Williams comes in week one, Shasky, and he's sitting good and sweet, not playing.
With two mob members.
Well, he looks like a mob member himself. While their team lost.
Game one.
Right. And he's sitting there smiling, and he's in that suite with his gold chains on and big silver pieces and platinum chains on, and he's got the diamond earrings. And he's sitting there in the suite, not playing against the New York Jets, still holding out. Oh, it's going to be a problem for Big Trent. This fan base, this is not the fan base to mess with right now. Not off of that Super Bowl loss and off of his performance in the Super Bowl when he's already getting paid 23. You're playing with fire there, Big Trent. I'm telling you, this ain't the fan base to mess with, man.
So I think the Bay Area sports fan is getting unfairly labeled as being not as hardcore as some of the others. Yeah, I disagree. Seeing how the Warriors have been covered by the fans, I mean, name another NBA team where the fervor for winning now is higher.
Steve Kerr's won 4 championship rings and people want him fired. Bob Myers helped architect 4 different championship teams and they wanted him fired.
The nation wanted Steve Kerr fired.
And look, it was the best decision not to play Tatum.
Well,
he made a great decision to play Embiid against Serbia. And then he moved off of Embiid in the gold medal game.
So
and with the AD and Bam.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Like, Barkley was talking about this. And you know what? He made a point that I hadn't considered. Because I'm like, well, not everyone can play. He's like, look, he took the whole summer off to be a part of the team. You know, you could play him a couple minutes. No one's saying that you can't play him in, you know, a crucial closeout game or whatever down the stretch. But like,
and he played in a crucial. He played in a go-mode.
I know, but his point about like sitting multiple games, I do now understand. Like, if you're the athlete, like you are one of the just won the championship, you're dedicating your summer to go play. I now kind of see the other side of it. I'm not saying that Steve Kerr's the devil because of it. Like, I think it happens in a game. It's easier said than done. Rotations, etc. But I kind of see Tatum's point. But to your point, I just think the Bay Area sports fan doesn't get enough love for being as hardcore as they need to be. Because like there are Giants fans that they'll stab you in the eye for far home, which is crazy to
me. Trust me, I know that.
I mean, Austin Slater had stands.
Austin Slater.
Name me another platooner in the history of sports that had a fan base this wound up.
I didn't know Austin Slater stands existed. until Alan Stiles came stumbling into the studio, rattled. I just tweeted about Austin Slater, and hey, these fans are coming at me. I can't believe it. Austin Slater stands. And I was like, wait. Austin Slater has stands? And then he showed me the tweet. I said, damn, Austin Slater has stands. So you're right about that. I compare Will Smith, didn't even compare to Posey. He said, he reminds me of Posey. Didn't say he was better. Didn't say anything like that. And Giants fans, so this was just great, Shasky. So I wrote this article back in 2017 or 18 for the San Francisco Examiner.
Okay.
And it was basically why Buster Posey isn't a Hall of Famer. Now, he still had a couple more years left, and I think now he's a Hall of Famer. But at the time, I was like, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. And then I click on the link with their article, and I look at the comments. And then I get sent over to Reddit. And Reddit, you know, Reddit's a whole other world that I say people don't get involved in. Reddit had the story up. And they were like, and there were people in the comments like legit mad. This Bonte Hill guy, why do we have a Dodger fan writing for the San Francisco Examiner? Like, irate, ready to mob me. If we see this guy on the street, he better keep his hand on the swivel, yada, yada, yada. So yes, we do have hardcore fans out here. They're mad that the Warriors couldn't pull off a trade this summer. It's not their fault. They tried. They tried to make trades. It takes two to tango. But we just had a championship 2 years ago. We got four championships with Golden State Warriors, Shasky. I never thought they'd get to the playoffs in my lifetime, let alone win an NBA Finals. So you're right. The hardcore fan here, Steve Kerr, Steph stands, Austin Slater stands, Farhan stands, Shanahan stands. The Niners have had so much success over the last 5 years, and they were, that Super Bowl, I get it. The Super Bowl has eluded us. But boy, we're on edge right now. There's no, come on, keep it real. We can't even get excited for the football season right now because we're on edge about this Ayuk situation and Trent Williams.
Well, the depression of the Super Bowl loss, for me, carried on a lot longer than any of the other years. And years. I mean, I can't believe I'm going years here. But and then just all of the contract stuff this offseason, I'm exhausted. And to your point about not being fired up for the regular season, I thought I was, and now this whole IU thing is dragged out the way it is. And maybe I'll come back around come week one. Yeah. But if they were playing like
on Sunday,
I'd be like very melancholy in comparison to what I am in normal week ones.
Right. Normal week one is like a party. It's like get the spread out, get your fantasy lineup set. Get your bets set. It's week one NFL season. Let's set the tone. Remember last year, right, training camp? And we're talking about the journey to get back to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We set the tone right away, and we were fired the hell up. This year's been a completely different story. I'm not excited right now about week one against the Jets. Now, maybe I'll get there. I'll ramp up and get there or whatnot. But we got 20 guys can't even practice. We had to cancel a damn scrimmage. Barney never heard of anything like that.
Well, I mean, all the omens are there that are telling you that, like, again, if you believe in these things, like, it's not great. It's just not great. Left tackle out. Running back says he could play, but he's already got a calf injury. You know, starting wide receiver, whether you think he's the one or the two or the fourth option, it doesn't matter. A very important wide receiver, he's out. One of your better safeties from still out from the year prior. You're missing Dre Greenlaw. He might not ever be the same. And in fact, he might not ever even come close to what he was prior to that. Your middle linebacker, though he's back in practice, he's nursing a foot injury. You've got no other
minor. He was back on the field, though. Matt Burrow said he was back on the field yesterday.
You got no other defensive lineman who scares anyone other than Nick Bosa, right? Like, there are some issues. Now, are they still loaded? Absolutely. But this isn't about just being good. This is about, like, yeah, there's like one more season of this team all playing together to try to win a championship.
Yeah, I keep looking at these Twitter updates, Shasky. I'm sorry, because every time I get a Twitter update, I'm thinking, all right, that's the news. All right, now you center. All right, we got to get a resolution. And it's something about the Cleveland Browns. And then it's a Jeff Passan tweet. And then
I was at a joint practice last week watching the Jets. It was awesome. It was in a downpour, but there was a lot of good work done. This week and next week, there's joint practices all over the league. But I hadn't heard of one yet in my time where it had to be canceled because of so many guys aren't available. I haven't heard yet.
Can the Niners be as dynamic as last season without Big Trent?
Yeah. I mean, you saw when Trent was out of the lineup last year, you know, it was more than just not Trent, but they weren't a dynamic offense without Trent in there. I always say, and I'm half joking, but I'm also kind of serious too. I don't care wherever the run with Christian McCaffrey is going to go and where it's designed to go, it usually ends up behind Trent. Like, just the windbacks, the cutbacks, it winds up behind him. He's just that. And look, I'm his biggest fan. You can't replace him. He's just irreplaceable. He's just, your offense is just not going to be the same. Nobody gets to the second level. Nobody moves bodies as well as Trent does. There's some young guys, Penei Sewell. There's some young guys in this league. They're good players, but they're not Trent.
They're not Trent. What about Brandon Ayuk? Is he irreplaceable?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.